guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Arsenio Buck Show. And you know what? Today, man, I'm getting into essay writing. So again, I've already gone over this, developing writing plus the vocabulary side of it, which I will be talking about. And you know what? The best part about this is writing a for or against essay. So would you see something like this that relates to the IELTS? Probably. Will you see something like this that you would relate to academically? Probably. But it's not so much about all of that. This can relate to just about everyone out there. Why? Because it's all about the linkers. So what I'm going to do here, of course, is go over some of these. And then after that, I'm going to show you a couple of vocabulary sentences and break them down. And what you're going to have to do is go, of course, on my website and check them out. Now, for those of you who are interested in the essay and want to see an essay on something specific, you have my Patreon. Of course, that with the low cost of $10 a month, you'll be able to have access to so much more additional and exclusive material. So again, guys, we've already gone over some things. Now, when we're using things to sequence, right? If we're talking about a sequence, this relates to IELTS writing, the process. Now, other people would say the process, but I don't say the process because I'm not from New Zealand, I'm not from Australia, I'm not from England. I say process. Anyways, we could say first and foremost, secondly, next, after that, lastly. Now, when you're adding information to a specific topic, a specific sentence, whatever it may be, it's extremely important that you can use a semicolon. So let me give you an example. Thailand is one of the most robust, I'm sorry, Bangkok is one of the most robust cities in all of Asia. I can use a semicolon. Moreover, comma, it's the most polluted, wink, wink. Or I could say, you know what, it's one of the most polluted cities in the world because of the excess cars that are on the road. See, I'm adding information to what I said about Thailand being a robust city by using the moreover or the furthermore or the what is more, the in addition. Not only that, but also, you see what I mean? So, guys, this is how you can add information in terms of your academic writing. Would you use something like this in blog writing? Probably not. Blog writing, it depends, but it's more descriptive. You want people to feel, you want people to taste it, you want people to see it. So you need to have a variety of different adjectives to describe what you had experienced, and you have to, of course, link it on over to your specific students. Or, you know, to your audience or whatever it may be. Now, when we're signaling contrast, you could say on the one hand or on one hand. On the other hand, in contrast, in spite of, okay, so let's put it this way. In spite of countries, okay, now in spite of plus noun. The noun is a countable noun. Countries, in spite of countries taking drastic measures to improve plastic consumption, comma, then you can add on to that dependent clause. You see, you could actually add this, okay? You could put these inside your writing. Don't always use the same linker. So make sure you check out my blog on thearseniobuckshow.com. So again, however, nevertheless, conversely, by the contrast of, all right, these are other ways that you can break it down. You can say therefore, and so, as a result, as a consequence, or you can even say consequently, right? So, it is said that, in conclusion, you could say last but not least, you could say all in all, to summarize, right? To summarize is more academic. All in all could be both formal and informal. So what I'm going to say here is vocabulary, causes and reasons and results, okay? We have 10. We have 10 down the line. And what I'm going to say, you're going to have to pick the perfect one, all right? The perfect one or the perfect alternative. I'm going to have to just the correct alternative to go along with this. So I have 10. I'm going to give you two examples for each sentence, and you have to pick them. You can find these, of course, on the Arsenio Buck Show blog. And if you guys want to see the essay, you guys, that exclusive material is on my Patreon. So, number one, You could say, the news has given rise to a fierce debate, or the news has risen to a fierce debate. Number two, people are afraid of scientific research since they don't know what effects it might have. Or you can say, people are afraid of some scientific research as they don't know what effects it might have. Number three, there is always a risk of accidental infection, which could, on its way, turn and lead to a general pandemic. Or, there is always a risk of accidental infection, which could, in turn, lead to a general pandemic. So, here we go. Which could, on its way, lead to a general pandemic, or, in turn, lead to a general pandemic. Number four, we still cannot know the full repercussions of artificially creating, repercussions or all the negative consequences of artificially creating viruses. All right, now, a lot of this is really, really difficult because a lot of you guys are like, okay, so I'm not really understanding the sentences so much. So therefore, that's why I want you guys to, of course, go on my blog and look at some of the vocabulary, look at some of these sentences, and see which alternatives are best, and then, of course, post that on my Instagram and whatnot. I'll give you one more right now, okay? Then you can read the rest. So, we must be careful because playing with nature could have disastrous results or catastrophic results. Now, both are adjectives. So, can they both be used, or can only one be used? So, I'll be looking to, I'll be looking forward to some of your answers, of course. And for all of you who are tuning in, I'm going to put so much more material on my Patreon. So, if you guys are interested in that, the link is in the description. So, do not forget. And with that being said, thank you so much for tuning in to another ESL podcast. I'm your host, Arsenio, as usual, over and out.